Well, it's been a little over 8 months since the January 6th insurrection rocked the nation's capital. Tomorrow, conservative protesters will gather again, not far from Congress, to rally in support of those who charged with crimes from the attack. We turn now to our congressional correspondent, Lisa Desjardins. Lisa, good to see you.
Good to be here.
So, Capitol officials, we all remember last time, were roundly criticized for how unprepared they were for January 6th. How are they preparing this time?
You know, it's completely different. And I'll say I don't always have to do alliteration, but it helped me focus that there is a difference in strength in the numbers of people that they will have at the ready. There is a difference in strategy. They have been briefing police officers in a way that's different than last time. And there is a very clear difference in structure. I want to show you what I mean. The Capitol Police have erected now the fencing around the Capitol. This is something that just was put up in the last 24, 30 hours. So they've proven that they can do this quickly. This is something, of course, that was up for months and months after January 6th. They hope to take this down in the next couple of days. But this is the main barrier between the Capitol itself and this protest. And there's something else I want to make people understand is where this is happening exactly. Let's look at a map here of kind of overview of the Capitol. Now, that area in yellow, that is the protest area. It's just to the left, to the west of the reflecting pool. As we're looking at this here to help orient people, the Washington Monument is to the left. The mall goes all the way down to the left. So you see it's very close to the Capitol. That security fence is a tight fence. It is not the wide perimeter. It is the perimeter that hugs the Capitol exactly. So they feel, I think, that this, they don't have reason to do a wider perimeter. That's a sign of their security stance. And I also want to point out that at the top of that photo is the Supreme Court, which has a separate fence from the one at the Capitol, also protected tomorrow.
A lot of fencing. That says they're expecting some kind of violence or something. What about the threat level? What are they concerned about?
Right. As you reported, there is chatter, and officials are making it clear that there is chatter from some who want to threaten the Capitol, want to threaten some people there. But, you know, Capitol Police are signaling that they don't think it's at the level that we saw on January 6th, but they're being careful. They do say that they think perhaps one of the things they're most concerned about is the interaction between protesters and counter-protesters. Mm-hmm. We reached out to talk to people who know about the militia community, and I want to play this bite from Gerald Holt. He's with the Atlanta Council, and he follows this closely.
What we're hearing from a lot of the extremist groups that, you know, have reached national prominence for their roles in the attack on January 6th is a resounding and, you know, almost uniform discouragement of their followers and supporters to attend the rally on Saturday. A lot of them are fearful that it's by doing so, people who go will put themselves on the radar of federal intelligence or law enforcement.
So that's one reason that law officials are hopeful that people will not come who want to be violent. But of course, perhaps it's also that people are in the shadows and don't want to communicate right now. So we just have to wait and see.
So this is a rally in support of the people who led the insurrection on January 6th. Many of them have been arrested and tried. Mm-hmm. What is the latest on them?
Yeah, it's a good time to update. Let's look at those arrests and all of those cases. As you reported, there are hundreds. First of all, there have been 40 misdemeanor guilty pleas, 9 guilty pleas for felony cases, largely involving assault on a police officer. So far, there have been only 6 trials. 6 of those have gone to sentencing at this point. To put this all in perspective, that's, you know, we're talking about roughly 60 cases there out of the more than 600 arrests. So this is to say that while some of these cases have proceeded quickly, all of this will move slowly. We will still have many, many months, perhaps another year, of learning more about those who were involved and seeing their court cases play out.
Hard to believe it's been 8 months.
That's right. It is hard to believe.
You'll be covering the rally tomorrow as well.
Yes.
We hope for a quiet day. Lisa,
have a good day.
Okay. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.